What is nanocrystalline cellulose?
Nanocrystalline cellulose is a potential new product area for the forest products industry. It takes our traditional material but works with it on a molecular scale, a scale where we believe there are going to be very, very different properties and very different opportunities because of the precise engineering that we're learning how to do. So what is it? It's a new raw material.
So how do you take a tree and turn it into this new nanomaterial?
Well, we're still struggling to find the best way to take a tree and turn it into traditional materials. But if you start with our traditional process, we break the tree down into some large components that are cellulose. That's what you think of when you see paper, but also lignin, which is the binder that contains the cellulose, and hemicelluloses, and then lots of other products. We'll go one step further to go to nanocellulose, and that will be to break down the larger fibers into their molecular components, and that will be nanocellulose.
Now, how far beyond the lab bench is this?
In our industry, we're still doing basic research, but there are other people working in nanomaterials that now do have commercial products. Part of the challenge here is the whole word nano implies small, and small applies to everything. And we have always worked in some ways at the nano level, but we were doing it without the capability to see what was happening. And what's different now is the universities and the government labs are beginning to be able to understand what was happening at the nano level, and that's going to allow us to control it as we learn to go forward. So things were always going on at the molecular level. They just did it without our awareness. Now we're going to be able to precisely manage what's happening and get the properties exactly that we want for the product.
The scientists are taking care of all the technical aspects about it, but there's the business, the economics of it. Where is the forest industry right now in terms of being able to take this new technology and actually turn it into something that's profitable for their business?
The forest industry has been through a very rough period globally, so our balance sheets in general don't allow us to dabble on interesting new ideas on the side. And the second challenge is the equipment that it takes to understand what's happening at the molecular level is often beyond what an individual firm can afford to do on its own. So the forest industry is just beginning to think, how can we turn these new materials into competitive products? And it's going to take a major reinvestment, a retooling of our labs in order to take products to the next commercialization step. On the other hand, the facilities that we use are all there. So getting the raw material from the woods to the factory, that's not going to be any different. And getting the initial breakdown of the tree into the components, that will likely be the same. So we have the base platform ready to go. It's the knowledge that we have to invest in still.
So is this an evolution or a revolution that we're facing?
What we're doing inside the forest products now, I would say, is just a continuing evolution. But it's an evolution that's been going on slowly for 100 years as we learned to get more value from the tree. What's different now is we are going to have an industrial revolution driven by the need to reduce our energy consumption in society, to reduce our carbon footprint, and we're talking as nations around the world about making massive changes in that energy system and in the use of materials in a 15 to 20 year period. So that's a upsetting sort of notion for a forest products industry that's slowly evolved over 100. We'll have to catch up to join the revolution.
What role does nanotechnology or these new nanocrystals or nanomaterials play in reducing the energy and environmental footprint?
The scientists believe that we're going to be able to get better engineered products that are more energy efficient, more environmentally benign, and more able to satisfy human needs with less and less input. And that's critical to adjusting how we all live in the world. As the emerging economies reach the same scale of economic development that we have in the Western developed countries, we're going to put more pressure on the resources of the world. And if we don't get these improvements in efficiency that we're going to get with new materials and new processes, we're in trouble. So it's essential that we learn to safely manage these new nanoscale materials, and we have to do it pretty quickly.
Where's the money going to come from in order to drive that change? Because I get the sense it's not going to come from the forest industry.
Well, I hope it does eventually come from the forest industry, because I think it's a spectacular opportunity for us. But the forest industry now is impaired around the world. So for right now, it's not likely that Abitibi, for example, will be a major investor in these new materials. There has to be a value placed on reducing our energy consumption and reducing our carbon footprint. That will drive society to use our natural carbon-based materials. And I believe either through regulation or market incentives, we will end up in the forest products industry seeing that our future is in these new carbon materials.
What is the message you have then for the participants at this conference and for the forest industry in general?
The message to the forest industry is we have to be involved. We are the experts in collecting raw material. We understand sustainable management of the forest. We have to make sure that we're an attractive place to work for young scientists. We have to make sure that we're continuing to hear the environmental concerns around what we do. And I think we need to bring some of that knowledge and some of that history to the nanotech scientists, because they're very, very much caught up in the excitement of what they're doing. And they may not take the time to explain to the public how they are determining that it's safe and how they think they can benefit society. And we in the forest industry, we've got some scar tissue from that. I think we can help drive this revolution forward if we're involved. And I think we'll be a better place to work because of it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.